Moncrief on News Talk.
It's time for So You Think You're Another. Barbara and Amanda are here.
Hello.
To straighten out your lives for you. Good afternoon to
Good
you
afternoon.
Both. This will be an interesting one, given you have two dubs here. I'm the only kind of vaguely culty person here at all. I'm a city girl, born and bred. Until recently, my husband and I were living in an apartment in Dublin while our house was being built on his family land in Galway. We moved into the new house in October and we love it. Except for one thing, my husband's family has a very open door policy. His siblings, aunts and uncles regularly let themselves in through the back door. They knock first, but they don't want to be, but they don't wait to be invited in. My husband says, I just don't understand the country way of life and insists he won't tell his friends or family they're not welcome. Last week, I locked the back door without telling him and his sister knocked on the window instead. When my husband realised why I'd locked it, he was furious. He says he spent 10 years making a sacrifice by living in the city for me and now it's my turn to support his way of life. He believes the tradition of dropping in for a cup of tea and a chat is disappearing and feels very strongly about protecting it, which is unusual for him because he's normally very quiet. What should I do? Oh no.
I think the term no such thing as a free lunch needs to be mentioned here. Family land. They have ownership of its family land. That was your first mistake, Bridie. Second mistake is, why is your husband always around the house? Why is he there when people knock in? Firstly, I'd have a problem with my husband hanging
she
around.
She doesn't say he is.
Yeah, but like, I mean, he was there when the sister knocked in. That was quite fortuitous. Or is he just always omnipresent? Yeah. I think I'd be leaving full stop if the husband was hanging around, never mind his family. It'd be like, seriously, that would be that's a really painful culture shock to be.
Yeah, it's funny. And it's funny that you said, like, we're both from the city and I grew up in the city. And I was thinking about this when I read it first. And I was thinking, I don't have any problem. My brothers come in my front door and they usually roar when they're in the hall, like, hello, I'm here. And obviously the dog has a fit. So I kind of know somebody's arrived. But it was when I was thinking about it, I thought, that's my family. I'm not sure if I'd be delighted if his family were doing now. His family, there's only one left. But like, is that the difference? Is it that like for him it's easy because it's his family and it's his friends from the country and where he grew up? For her, it's different because these aren't her people. And maybe that's possibly part of it. However, having said that, I agree with you, Amanda. Like, she's living on the land in the place where he grew up and this is how things are. And I really think she's on a hiding to nothing.
Yeah.
If she wants to stop it.
Yeah, she never visited them before.
Was there no warning? She must have been to his other family and seen how they interact and seen how people come and go. Because that can't have just come out of the blue.
But I'd say she just thought, oh, well, we have our house. You know, it'll be all decorated different and it'll be different and it'll be... And I mean, you do kind of think...
It'll be a little piece of Dublin.
It'll
in
be a little
Connemara.
Piece of Dublin. Yeah, like, no, but you do kind of think my house, my rules. And you're entitled to do that,
sure,
in fairness.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think she's kind of stuck. Now, I do think she could... I think locking the door was a really bad mistake.
Oh, like that was not good. That would have been noted.
That was too obvious and too kind of brutal. I think what she should do, if she really wants to kind of dilute this a bit, and I don't think she's going to ever be able to stop it completely, but I think you should do a few things like, you know, Auntie Mary arrives in the door and you grab your coat and you're like, oh, I'm literally just going out and
or
go
just
out.
Just keep the coat on at all times, just in case.
Yeah, and just say, oh, it's just going out. Don't make it as easy, you know, for people to drop in. Or somebody drops in and pick up the phone and go, sorry, I have to take this call, sorry, and disappear upstairs for like 20 minutes.
But Barbara, there's no way that this situation is going to get any better. She's going to have to go with it. Otherwise, she's going to have a divorce on her hands because this is huge. This is an entire way of life she has stepped into. How she didn't know this was going to be happening was she was been living in La La Land if she didn't see this coming. And unfortunately, unless you want to cause ructions within the family, which I'm sure you don't. You're just going to have to ease
up. But I do think she can dilute it a bit by not always being available. I mean, it's whether are they calling in because they've got nice tea and coffee, or are they calling in because they want to chat? And I'd say they're calling in because they want to chat.
Yeah.
So if you remove yourself from the chat element, you
but
might
then you're going to be
diluted a bit.
You bitch.
You're not.
If you're doing
you're
it subtly, like I'm going to, sorry, I have to take this call, friend of mine having a crisis, and disappear upstairs.
It's
and going talk
to be very obvious if you do that all the time. I think you're just going to have to roll with the country way for an easy
it's
life.
It's a cultural norm. And the husband's right. It's a thing that maybe is dying out a little bit and he's keen to protect it.
I'm really interested to hear from you. You grew up in the country, kind of, didn't you?
Kind of,
for a while?
Yeah, for a while, for 5 minutes.
But country people who move up to Dublin, do they still do that? Or
no,
into a
no,
city?
No,
or do
because they move up to Dublin and they're terrified.
Yeah. They leave your door open anyway.
They would traditionally gather under Cleary's clock, quivering in fear, whilst people, you're looking at people carrying knives around them. No, because they'd all, you know, might go around to each other's bedsits in Rat Mines and that kind of stuff.
Oh, do you remember the bedsits in Rat Mines?
Yeah.
Before it all became bougie.
Yeah. Texter says, OMG, the free site at home, a recipe for disaster. Someone else says, you all sound daft in relation to people calling into their house. When in Rome, etc. When you move somewhere, you adapt. As he adapted when he moved to town. How does she not know what he'd be like at home?
That's what we said. Amanda said that.
It's like marrying a cavern man and then being shocked when he heads to the toilet when it's his round.
Or eats his dinner out of a drawer. Do you remember
tell that Dublin woman to feck off back to Dublin. She's not welcome down the country. My sister-in-law moved down from the big smoke. We would never call because the puss in her would turn milk sour. They have never had a visitor, and I'd say my brother is heartbroken because none of us ever visit. Oh. They moved in beside my parents. And you see, that's the thing. She has to take that into account, that it will be noted.
Yeah.
And it'll kind of isolate her husband a little
bit
really from the
will.
Rest of the family.
She's going to have to learn to chill out a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they've any kids or anything like that. But life never stays the same for very long.
No.
So if they do have kids and suddenly she's got young kids, she might be delighted to people calling in and out. Do you know what I mean? Particularly if she's working at home and with the kids, she might be delighted to have extra people coming around. So, you know, she should be careful about
alienating herself, sticking
to her. Like, I don't want any people. I think she has to kind of roll with it as well.
Yeah. The siblings are, she doesn't say how many siblings.
No.
Aunts and uncles. Wow, there's a lot there.
There's a lot going on in
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is, like, my husband's mother, my mother-in-law, I don't know why I said my husband's mother. My mother-in-law, she is a country woman, and, like, they would have all had a major open door policy, and they still do. And like whenever, if we ever go down and visit, and it's just kind of everybody just comes in and comes out, and that is the way. And it's lovely.
That's the thing. It's lovely when it's somebody else's house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're great, but I wouldn't. Likewise, I moved to the countryside. My wife's family walked in all hours of the day, drove me nuts. But I solved it by having a shower downstairs and walking around naked when they walked in the next time they ran out. My wife then ate me, saying I should cover up in my own house, girl. I feel so sorry for that lady. This was me 20 years ago. His family used to peep in the window at night when I was watching TV. I said I locked the doors for security. Having said that, his family are so lovely. We built on family land, but paid for it at my insistence, thank God. Our house is the same, where some people knock before they let themselves in. Others just come in and make tea and ask if I want a cup. Wow, that's nice of them.
That's not a bad service.
Is there because it seems like people are in the vicinity and maybe it's being used as a hub, or maybe there's a series of houses that belong to the family that are beside each other, or maybe some of them are farming that.
In general, in families, whether you're in the city or in the country, the parents' house is the kind of hub around which everybody kind of, you know, satellites around.
Yeah.
And if they're obviously near the parents' house, that puts them in the, oh yeah, we'll call into Mammy and Daddy, and then we'll call into Mary and Johnny as well. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And that'll put the day in.
Yeah.
Rant.
I'd love to have that amount of free time to be calling into everybody.
That. Yeah.
I don't see my best friend like from 1 month to the next, and she only lives like, you know, 10 minutes.
That's life in a city though.
It is.
You get used to not seeing people.
You have to make an effort.
And you have to make an effort.
You have to make an effort.
We send memes, funny memes to each other every day.
Oh God, you're not one of those, are you?
I am, yeah.
Oh God.
And then we wait for my husband to go abroad for work, and then she comes over and stays the night. That's the only way we see each other anymore.
Are you travelling soon? Maria says, I moved from Dublin to the country 40 years ago. I would have loved to have my in-laws dropping in. Only he died from loneliness.
Yeah.
There's an aspect to this that Dubs love being Dubs, to complain about everything that's outside Dublin. Like when they moved to London, they're just Irish like the rest of us. My Dublin wife told my mother, I don't mind visitors, but I don't like lodgers, when she suggested staying with us. Very silent house afterwards.
I'd say.
She's treading a tightrope there as well.
She sure is.
Anyway, the next question might provide a clue if you want people to stay away or perhaps collect outside your house. I'm in my early 30s, living in a house share with three other women in their late 20s and early 30s. We all got on well for the most part. One of the girls started a relationship a few months ago, and at first it wasn't an issue because she worked shifts and wasn't around much. Since January, though, she's been working 9 to 5, which means her boyfriend is now staying over most nights. That in itself is fine. The problem is that they're having sex constantly and the walls in our rental house are paper thin. I've tried going to bed later so I don't hear it, but they usually wake up about 5 or 6 in the morning and start again. They are very loud and I can hear banging and moaning and dirty talk as clear as day. She's every right to have sex and more power to her, but I really don't want to hear it. I genuinely think she's trying to keep it down and it's not intentional, but it's a small house with small rooms and very little soundproofing or insulation. Ideally, I'd move out, but with the current rental market, that's just not feasible. I've also tried earplugs, but they annoy me and I can't get a proper night's sleep with them in. How do I broach this with her without making things awkward? Oh, yeah, that's easy. Yeah. Or is there anything I can do to temporarily soundproof my room?
Egg boxes. Wasn't that what they used to do in the olden days?
You need an awful lot of them,
egg boxes.
Yeah, a lot of egg boxes.
But I wonder if you went over to Dunn's or Tesco or something. Oh, no, they wouldn't, because people go with the boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know then.
You're a goose, missus. That's about it. Yeah.
Maybe not for this situation, but as a person who has who cannot share a room with their husband of over 20-odd years, the best earplugs are actually the silicone ones in Boots, honestly. I've tried them all. They are the superior. If you just need on a short-term basis. Mm. I had them for about 5 years and now I made a pact that I'm not going to use them anymore, because even though we have separate bedrooms, I know I'm very lucky, even from across the hall, I could hear my husband.
Oh, can you? Oh, my God.
I presume your missus is snoring, just to clarify that. Yeah, just in case she thinks it's right and somebody else. Now,
clog dance.
Unless you want to start a little OnlyFans account of, like, you know, through the wall and record these people and make some money out of it, you're going to have to talk to them. And then if they're not, like, I mean, let's be honest, there's no point in tiptoeing around it anymore. You're not getting any sleep. That is just, there's nothing worse than not getting sleep. And listening to other people riding, it's like, oh, that, I can't think of anything worse, especially if it's 4 or 5 in the morning.
That's ridiculous.
That's totally uncalled for. But the thing is, legally, I think you do have a stance with the landlord. So you can threaten. It's like, you know, obviously nuisance behaviour.
Oh, but that's the nuclear option, is it?
That is the nuclear. So you need to talk to her first and go, listen, not, you know.
Do you know what I would have a problem with this as well? Is that, like, she said that the boyfriend now stays over most nights.
Mm. He should be paying rent.
That's what I mean. He's around the place. Never mind the sex and the being woken up at night, but he's there. Do you know what I mean? Like, she didn't sign up when she signed the lease.
That's true. But there's a rake of them living there, isn't there?
Yeah, but like the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's living with a whole load of women. That's different than if somebody's boyfriend is always there.
I know.
Peeing on the loo seat, peeing on the floor. Do you know what I mean?
But why are they not going to his place?
Well, he obviously, maybe he doesn't have a place. Maybe he lives at home or something. I don't know.
Well, somebody says we had the same problem. As they say, one man's floor is another man's ceiling. We've had to have words with our son 3 times. Now, imagine sitting downstairs trying to watch the late. Oh, yes, stop! Leave the poor girl alone.
Well, all I'll say for when it comes to my house, we need to get some serious insulation going on between our floors. Very soon, because things are getting intolerable as well. We leave it at that.
This couple now are in the riding the jaces out of each other's face. And I can understand you don't want to, but it won't last.
Yeah, but it could last a couple of years. Do you know what I mean? And she's thinking of moving out.
Yeah.
Like, Jeannie Mac. Like, again,
but if you say to them, be quiet, all she'll get is, "We've got to be quiet."
Yeah. True.
And I imagine it's not even a noise, it's vibration.
And the other thing which she didn't say is that I wonder what the other girls who are sharing the house, how they feel. Are they being impacted
they
by this
sleepers?
As well? Or is her bedroom is next to this bedroom and is she getting the brunt of it? But like, Jeannie Mac, I'll be with the days when you know, you did your riding in the car because you were living at home, like, and you couldn't.
I think that's called dogging now.
No, it wasn't dogging. It was, no, isn't that for display purposes?
Yes.
That's a performative thing. Yeah. No, I never did. No,
bring back simpler times, Barbara.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm with you.
This kind of entitlement to your bed, like in your place where you live, 5 or 6 or 7 nights a week, I think is ridiculous. So I would think that she should talk. I think they should all have a chat about, like, you know, because if they all have boyfriends and they all bring them in, that's going to double the occupancy of the apartment. So that's not sustainable. So I think they should have a broader conversation about him being there all the time. And then the sex is kind of by the way.
If the riding's going to happen at 4 or 5 in the morning, could we curtail that to...
Yeah, that's a bit unfair.
Well,
obviously, people who... I don't know.
Can you not remember back to
waking up at 5? No,
I know you wake up in the middle of the night and you know you think it might as
roll
well
roll over.
Yeah,
but not like
are you awake? Actually, I don't care.
I just hope that's more of a weekend situation rather than a weekday
every
thing.
I hope your man, like, I hope they're not having to get up and do delicate surgery in the morning or anything. Their hands would be shaking. A wall of books or a heavy-duty fabric.
Heavy-duty fabric.
Friendly noise insulators, says Miriam.
A wall of books is a good idea. You could pick up loads of books real cheap in a charity shop and make a wall of books.
Charity shops don't take books anymore.
Oh, do they not?
They won't take books.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, rarely.
Tell her to use a white noise machine. I got mine for €15 on Shein. What was the environmental choice? Another month or two, the sex will subside like all couples, says TJ in Cork, rather bitterly. And apparently acoustic panelling is on sale in Woody's now.
Go. And if you go on a Thursday, you'll get your OAP discount.
You will.
They give it to everybody.
Yeah, have you the special riding acoustic insulation? Oh, over there. Oh, no, God love her. She should record the roommate sex with her phone and send the recording to her in a voice message. Then she'll get the hint. Says
I think that's actually, subtle as a brick.
And no, it's not subtle, but you could see that with the housemate that might go, "You're recording me?"
I'd be careful with that one. Yeah, that would really be now. Yeah, definitely.
That might not really work. What's going to happen with that?
Yeah.
I've been in a relationship with a lovely girl for about 9 months. Everything has been going extremely well. She comes from a small village down the country and has a close-knit group of friends, most of whom are men. The only other girl in the group lives in Vancouver. Every year, the group go away to a European city for a weekend break. This has been the tradition for the past 8 years, so she tells me. This year, they plan on going to Prague at the end of April, but I'm extremely uncomfortable at the thought of her being away with 5 men. I should say all of these men are married and some have kids, but their wives don't go on the weekend away, so suggesting that is out of the question. She told me she kissed 2 of them when she was a teenager, but that is ancient history, and that they are like brothers. I'm trying to not act jealous, but I'm extremely jealous and worried. Am I wrong to feel uncomfortable? She has given me no reason not to trust her. So far.
This is a bit like, do you remember we had one last week, which was about the best friend from the past?
Yes,
do you remember who was coming over? And like, I kind of shocked myself with the reaction because I was like, oh, I'd be a bit like, oh, all that. And I feel the same about this. Like, I know I should be all down with it. And I know, yeah, you can have male friends and all the rest of it. But I don't understand. I don't know any woman who would like relish going away with 5 blokes for a weekend.
Yeah. You know, well, like, this woman, obviously.
To me, as a woman, going away with your girlfriends for a weekend, great fun, great crack. You'll solve all the problems of the world. It'll be fantastic. Maybe I just don't have the right friends, but going away with 5 blokes would be a bit like, really?
I was always a tomboy, so generally speaking, most of my friends would have been blokes kind of growing up for a long time. But then over time, your life changes. You know, you meet your partner and, you know, you do or you don't have children and life changes and whatever. I would be quite down with having male friends because I do have a lot of male friends. But would I be going away for a holiday with them? No. It'd be different if it was like a work thing and this is a work trip and you're going away with people, and it's like, so what if you snogged them when you were teenagers? Like, we all did that. Yeah. Like, I mean, I wouldn't worry about that. But it is strange that after all that time that, you know, the tradition hasn't just petered out naturally, especially when the other guys have
married and kids.
And I'd be kind of like going, really? You're still...
I'm glad then, because I always feel like Methuselah sitting here going, oh, I wouldn't be, but I wouldn't be down with that.
But I wouldn't
just
have
think
a problem
weird.
With them going out for dinner or drinks or something like that. That's like, great, yeah, totally get that. Or if there was like a family connection and you maybe...
Or even if they were going to see something that resonated with, like a concert by somebody they loved
in
the past.
Or their...
But just going away for a weekend, like...
It's a bit... I'm surprised it hasn't petered out, and I would question why.
Because they like going away and they're really great friends.
Ah, Sean, come on.
Well, are you saying because the woman goes with them or that they're just doing it at all?
Well, it's the fact that...
Would you go away with a crowd of girls?
I don't know. I don't know. But like, I have a group of very old friends, and like every 6 months we go away.
And are they all women?
No, they're all men.
You see, that's it. Yeah. That's the difference.
So it's the fact that there's a woman
there. It's the fact that there's one woman and all these men, and I just don't know... I don't get it. I don't. Yeah. But then
like,
again,
we've all got friends. Like my husband
would go
away. Do you know
what it is? It's because we live in Ireland. We all probably went to single sex school. So all our oldest friends are actually of the same.
I didn't. I went to a mixed school.
Oh, you're and so young.
Oh, you went to my temple, did you?
Yeah. In my temple.
Like a hippie dippy school.
The groovy school.
Handing them drugs at the door.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And like my husband... he went away for his 50th, I suppose, with a gang of lads, and you know, he might go for a weekend or something. But we have other friends who would go away probably skiing, or they might go something else, or golfing or whatever, and they do that. But there isn't really like one random girl in the middle of it.
Yeah, no, I just think it's so we're all agreed then. It's weird.
Yeah. It's
Sean,
different.
You don't want to say that.
I know, I don't want to say it's weird. I'll go as far as it's unusual.
Yeah, okay.
But that doesn't mean on the face, especially like they've been doing this for years.
If your wife had a load of male friends from, you know, forever, and she was saying, I'm off now
from
the
college.
Weekend every year with these five blokes, would you be happy enough with that?
Well, see, if these five blokes predate me, if you know what I mean, before, which seems to be the case in this relationship, she's known them far longer than she's known him. He's only on the scene 9 months. Then,
does that make a difference?
Well, there's probably not much you can do about it, to be honest with you.
That's different.
I think he does need to keep.
But if he seems to be fantasizing that there's, you know, we all go away and have an orgy for the weekend.
Yeah, no,
you know?
I don't think.
I think he's too early to intervene and say I don't want you to go. I think 9 months.
Yeah.
You
it's
can't turn around. I think you need to bite your tongue. I think you just need to hold it and kind of let her go and say her prayers and whatever.
Yeah.
And then maybe by next year go, really, are we still doing this? You know? Maybe organise something else or keep her busy and break the tradition next year.
I agree with that. Yeah, I think it is early doors. I don't think he has the right to kind of veto
it. But I do think it's
unusual.
It is
a bit weird. Yeah.
I
said weird. Sean didn't say weird.
Yeah. No. That statement of I kissed two of them, but they're like brothers, is a little bit hillbilly. Says one texter.
No, it's not.
Like no way. Now. I've gone skiing with just a bunch of guys at times because none of the girls wives ski. So am I not allowed to ski because of that?
That's what I said. If there was a point to the going away, like that woman has just said, these are the only people who go skiing with, then I get it. But if it's just going away for the weekend for the sake of going away for a weekend, I don't know. It just seems. Unusual to me.
Someone else says, I wouldn't let my wife go on a city break with five guys.
Oh, gosh.
Because I wouldn't let her take off her burqa with at least one female friend. But even with a woman friend, it's a recipe for riding.
Oh, for heaven's sake, that's not what I mean.
That's a really simple recipe. I wish people all around the country how they just need to be in the same place as someone and it's going to happen.
And your girlfriend or wife or whoever can go away with a crowd of her girlfriends and be riding all weekend. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. What is wrong with going away with friends? The gender is surely irrelevant if they're great friends since they were young. I don't understand if we are supposed to be living in an equal society, then why would this be an issue? Why gender our friends?
You know, that is true because, I don't know. My head has melted. I don't know. But I just think it's a bit unusual.
Yeah.
I just don't know why you'd want to be honest.
That's it.
In the same way as if I'd say, if I said to my husband, do you want to come away with me and all my girlfriends? He'd be like, no, I thanks.
Yeah,
no.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
I do not.
Philip wouldn't even come down if we were having dinner in the kitchen. He wouldn't even come into the kitchen unless he really had to.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, hi, so and run on.
Yeah, that's the thing that I think is unusual.
Letter after Prague. Good friends are important for life.
That's true, too. That is true.
So we're not being judgy in a kind of a totally judgy way.
Totally judgy.
But you have no option but to let her go. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Barbara and Amanda, thank you both very much.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.